Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome to the show. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm Arika Sullivan. I'm so excited for this topic today. So don't miss this show because we're going to talk about instant well-being and how we can call on feelings of well-being on a really busy day. Instant well-being. Is there really such a thing? I was curious because I looked up the word instant, and what the dictionary says is that something produced with extreme rapidity and ease. So can we have instant well-being? Well, we have instant coffee, for example. I'm sure you've tried that. Or Instagram, and where we can scroll all day long through our phone and it just happens, right? Little snapshots of people's lives in an instant. So is instant well-being really possible? Well, I think that most of the time we think that well-being is something that we achieve over a long period of time. I think that's a common belief, and something we really have to work for or learn how to gain well-being. No, today we're going to unlock some key tools to access those feelings of well-being in an instant that you can have at hand, maybe at work or at home in the morning or when your day hits the fan. How was your morning today? Did you feel that instant well-being? Well, I have a personal story that I'd like to share with you first that really exemplifies what I'm trying to bring out here to you and some really helpful tools today. So this personal story takes us back a couple of years, and I have a story that has to do with when I had a really emotional experience. And if you can picture me a couple of years ago, I was this woman who was a full-time mom, full-time in a corporate job. I had three kids, three very young kids. I have three girls, and they were all three in preschool and daycare. So you can imagine my life there. In the morning, I got up and got them ready and got out the door, and you know the drill there. But one morning, it was my usual morning. I had everything lined up, and you know, we were on our way to the daycare. We walked in the daycare, and the day had started off so wonderfully. I was in a great mood. The kids were in a great mood. Everything was perfect from my perspective. And as we came into my youngest daycare room, and I handed over, she was really just an infant. She wasn't even walking yet. And I handed over her to her daycare teacher. And the daycare teacher said, she has a fever. In that instant, my whole day fell apart. And I should add also that this was like 7:30 in the morning. I had my whole day lined up, what I was going to do from, you know, the minute I came into work and until I had to go pick up the kids again. In that instant, when her teacher said, I think she has a slight fever, so you have to turn around and go home with her because we can't admit her. I had that sinking feeling in my chest. And it was the first time I broke down in public. I started to cry. And I really surprised myself there. I have never started to cry in public, but I truly broke down. And I wish I had the tools I'm about to share with you that day at the daycare. Because my day turned in an instant from having been this lined up ideal day to something that I had to truly change on a dime. And I wasn't prepared for that. So have you ever had that same feeling or same experience? Because often we start our days with having that intention of being so mindful and keeping our stress low. And today I'm going to be that good and start things off right and all of that. You probably have thought of those things too. Whatever that means for you in your world in terms of that ideal day you're going to have, and everything starts out really nicely and well in the morning, and then all hits the fan unexpectedly, just like that day for me at the daycare. And it's an emotional journey, and that sinking feeling of going downhill. And that's when we start to think, oh, here we go again, another day. I can't get all of these things done that I've planned to do because all of these new things that has come up. Do you recognize this in your own life? Have you had those days? And you may wonder, what just happened? My day just went from ideal day to crazy day. So today, let's shine some light on all of this. If today is one of these crazy busy days for you, I'd love for you to practice these helpful tips that I'm going to share with you. So I'd like to invite you to learn some really powerful tools. I honestly wish I had those access to those tools right there at the daycare that morning. And I'd love to give you some space when you feel out of it and help you make that shift to get back to that sensation of well-being, even if it's the busiest, craziest day ever. So how was your morning today? My morning was actually starting off pretty good. And one of the things I usually do in the morning, I pull up my roller shade and I look out the window. I open the window and get some air in, and I inhale that fresh air, morning air. And especially now in the fall, almost winter here in the Boston area, it's so fresh. It's so nice. And what I did this morning, I looked up to the sky and I have some trees in the back, and I just, that was instant well-being for me. So how was your morning today? One of the tools that I'd love to share with you is that can really bring instant well-being in a snap is to ask yourself, how can I tune into this moment? And if you're having this crazy day today, maybe the scenarios already have started to form in your mind where this could go. And you may be thinking, I can't think clear. I feel like I don't know how my day is going to go. Help. And sometimes it takes just to drop what you're doing and pivot your thoughts to something completely different. And that's when it can be helpful to drop everything and sit down and tune in for, let's say, 3 minutes or so in a different place than where you are. And you sit there and really tune into the present moment, listen to what's surrounding you, and really try to release all the situations and conversations and emotional roller coasters that you may already have been through this morning. And when you spend about 3 to 4 minutes there in a different environment just for yourself with closed eyes, you're going to realize and even maybe clarity and focus comes up and you feel totally different. This is an example of how you can turn well-being into an instant experience. I don't know about you, but I believe that if we can bring it all back into the present moment, we can also tune into this instant feeling of well-being. And the answers that you are looking for, let's say you came back from a meeting or you're going into something that feels a little, I don't know where this is going to go. You can trust that the answer is within you. And if you allow yourself, you give yourself that space, a couple of minutes, let's say 3 minutes, where you put yourself in a different environment. Let's say you go to another room or you go outside or come up with some place you are not going to or visiting on a regular basis. And then you sit down there, close your eyes, and just notice the present moment. So that's the first tip I want to share with you. It's so powerful. It has helped me so many times to snap out of it when things are not going the way I thought they would. And now I think also the next step in this process would be to ask yourself, what does my body need today? Because I feel that so many times the mind is running the show. So really the body is having a say here in your life as well. And many of us are living this life with separated a body from the mind, and we don't really allow the body to speak to us. And I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a shoulder that feels a little bit tense sometimes. And I know exactly if I have not asked my body, like, what do you really need? That shoulder tension is really showing up sometimes. And sometimes it really just feels that tension and tightness building up. I don't know if you have the same relationship with your body, but when I teach yoga, I talked with one of my students the other day, and she said, oh, my knee hurts so bad. And it just really came up, she said. It came up like last week. I've never had a, you know, pain in my knee before. And I've asked her directly right after that, when she mentioned her knee really had flared up and she didn't know where it came from. So I asked her, was there anything in your week last week that was really upsetting to you? And she started to think, what was it? Well, she said, I actually got fired from my job. Oh, that's a very emotional experience. And she also said, I haven't really processed it yet. I really got, you know, overwhelmed and I wasn't expecting it, she said. So when we continued to talk there, it became clear to her that her knee had been absorbing up all that stressful situation that she had gone through a couple of days before. And it hadn't really crossed her mind that the body is part of this experience. So how does your body feel in situations that are stressful? Are you giving yourself the space to observe your body and connect your mind to your body so that you can start living from that connection rather than only from the mind? it became really a lesson for her that she had really lived with a separation between her body and mind. And when we started to talk about this situation that she had gone through, she came to me the week after and told me that my knee pain is gone. So really she had a chance to process these emotional experience the week before and really connecting our conversation connected her to what the reason may be. So this is a whole different topic of protecting your energy to not give it away or not absorb it into the body when you go through stressful situations and how to release it. But that's in another episode coming up. But my point here being is that asking your body what it needs today will give you a very different answer than just running the show by the mind, which is the mind coming up with scenario after scenario on how things can go bad. Now, so this is a really powerful tool to really connect with your body in those situations when you feel things are going downhill. Now, if that's not enough, if it's not enough to tune into this moment by removing yourself from a situation and tuning into yourself or connecting with your body to really get the answers from your body rather than from your mind, what if it's not enough? Well, instant well-being can also be created by taking a step back. And it can happen through bringing in the big picture. So another tool would be, okay, what's the situation really? Bringing in the big picture and get really real with yourself on what's going on is also an opportunity to change your situation. So have you ever been in a situation where you hear somebody else complain about their day and how stressful this day is and or somebody did something that upset somebody else? Or have you experienced those days when you can actually look at, for something that's good about that day, even if it's stressful? So I'd love to challenge you to bring in any situation, I would argue that you can bring in something that's good. You can come up with something that's good about that day in any situation that comes up. Because the power, the energy power of gratitude is so pivoting. It can pivot you from a really negative experience to an experience of love. A positive thought gives a positive boost to just your entire appearance and your entire thought process. So going back to the daycare story here, I wish I could have used this tool. Okay, what's the situation really? I wish I could have asked myself that in that moment, but I didn't. So if you are in a stressful situation and you really feel it going downhill, catch yourself and ask yourself the question, okay, what's the situation really? Now, usually after something really upsetting or unexpected happens, that can be a learning experience. But another tool that I'd love to share with you is really in an instant asking yourself, what can I learn from this? Because if you ask yourself that question, it can really turn this whole situation into an opportunity instead. It takes the edge of that rushed mind. If you And imagine the situation where you're kind of feeling, oh, here we go again, right? If you can ask yourself that question, what can I learn from this? It takes the edge of that rushed mind. Another perspective on this is also that you can really gain some self-awareness here, because without self-awareness on why things are showing up for you, you'll be doing the same things, let's say 5 years from now. So what can I learn from this? Another very powerful tool, which is the last one here, is to ask yourself, what inspires you today? You know, if I'm not inspired, I don't have feelings of well-being. And that I've been thinking about that a lot. And that's actually very true. Because for many years, I did not feel inspired any day of the week at all. So you wonder how long we can go without feeling and being inspired. I know that because I lived without inspiration pretty much for many, many years. And I did not feel well. I had no sensation of well-being during those years. So now I know inspiration and well-being are closely linked together. Inspiration is the fuel to step into your confidence. So how about today? What inspires you today? And if you, maybe what is it that inspires you? Maybe it's nature. Maybe it's creating something with your hands. Maybe it's something that you haven't done for a long time. And as soon as you step into that feeling of what inspires you, look at what happens to your well-being and your inner well-being. So you're probably wondering where to start with all of this. I've just tossed a lot of different tools, powerful questions to you that you can use in any situation where you feel like the day started out so great, but then something happened unexpectedly. And here we go, downhill from there. So that's when you pull out these tools. And so let's see what we can do to bring this all into some very actionable steps for you today. And all of the things that I shared with you today, what feels most relevant to you and your situation and your life? One of the things that I'd love for you to think about today is, what is that little thing that's going to make the most difference for you right now? And that could be different from every person, because well-being starts in the moment. Well-being starts here today, right now. Not one day I will do this, 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 and this, because it starts now. You can have instant well-being by pivoting and using these tools today. The other part that I would love to encourage you to do is stepping out of and into the well-being of yours in an instant. Sometimes it helps to kind of move the attention to someone else instead. So how can you help someone else to access their well-being in an instant today? Because when we take our thoughts, our own thoughts of ourselves, and put them onto focusing on someone else and how we can help them, that is also a way to pivot a day that may feel more stressful than usual, or something unexpected happen that we take some time to process. So give me your responses to these two questions. What is the little thing that's going to make the difference for you right now, today? And the second question was, how can you help someone else to access their well-being in an instant today? Give me your responses to these two questions in your private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. So let me leave you with this. In any situation that happens, you can access feelings of well-being in an instant by calling on the big picture, tuning into now, the present moment, or asking your body what it needs right now. And I would say that almost 100% of the time when I'm asking my body what it needs, it's actually to breathe or get up and move around, because that helps the energy to start flowing again. And when something unexpected, or, you know, when everything hits the fan, we stop breathing. So that's at least what works for me. I don't know about you. There's nothing you need to do or work for you or say or feel to access that place of all is good. Your infinite inner peace and sensation of well-being is all within you all the time and is there for you now. So this week, I'd like to invite you to join my newly opened private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. And this is really a group where you'll find like-minded that are ready to bring more light and living this light with more light in their lives. So head over there, because the best conversation is happening over there. I will also be in there with you on Mondays after this show to share some additional things in there. Share what you are struggling with when it comes to your own feelings of well-being. What are your success stories? You are not alone in needing tools to help shift your energy and your well-being in your day. Let's get you instant well-being in a snap. I hope you're ready to call on this feeling of instant well-being, even if you're having a really busy day today. So ask yourself, what is the one little thing that you can do to call on that well-being in an instant today? And how can you help someone else access their well-being in an instant? Share your stories and experience, and this conversation continues inside the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, after this show and beyond. Start seeing your life in a new light today. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go-go-go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.